I'm gonna help you here in a minute. But be turning to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. Amen. We're gonna read a couple verses here. We'll stand for the reading of God's word.
Yes.
We'll go ahead. To whom you forgive anything, I forgave also. For if I forgive anything to whom I forgave, yet for your sake forgave it I in the person of Christ. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Right.
Amen. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, but we're not ignorant of his devices.
Right.
Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that comes down from you above. We honor you, Lord, for your presence, for your house.
Yes.
Lord, that you're here. We pray, God, that you'll help us. Lord, anoint us. Move, oh God, on the sermon. Lord, move, oh God, on the altar service.
Yep.
We're asking you in Jesus' name. We'll give you praise and glory and honor. Just stick them all across that altar there. Amen. Praise God. The devil tries to get an upper hand on us.
Right.
Amen. Through hurt, through unforgiveness, through anger. But we got to study and we got to know his game plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
We must know his strategy. We got to know his moves. We got to know his devices.
Yeah.
Lest he should get an advantage of us.
Right.
Amen. The three R's are important. You see, in this spiritual conflict that we're in, number one, you got to recognize the enemy. Number two, you got to resist him.
Right.
Number three, you got to rejoice in the victory that Christ hath wrought for us. Amen. The devil plays with your mind.
He does.
He plays with your ears. He plays with your heart. He's not just playing games. He's playing for keeps.
Right.
Amen. And I'll tell you something about the devil. He never plays fair. He steals. He cheats. He deceives. He's a liar. The Bible said in John 8:44, when he speaketh, amen, a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. I come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. I want to preach tonight on the games the devil plays. Amen. The games the devil plays. He loves playing games. He loves it, amen, to just get right where he can, amen, try to play with people's minds. Amen. And try to deceive them on every hand. The church, you got to be on guard. Are you hearing me? 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober. Be vigilant. Amen. Be alert and watchful. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, who resists steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. Revelation 20:10 said, the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Amen. I know people are saying, well, everybody else is doing it. Other churches is doing it. Amen. They're doing everything the devil wants. It seems like they're getting by, but I'm going to tell you something. Amen. You'll not get by with it.
Right, right.
The first game that was ever played in the Bible was hide and seek.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, the devil wants you to play this game with God.
Come on.
Yeah. Hide from God. Run from God. I'm going to tell you something. You can run, but you can't hide. Amen. You can try to hide from God all you want to.
Come on.
You can hide from the preacher. You can hide from the church. But Genesis 3 and 8, they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said, "Where art thou?" You see, Adam and his wife hid themselves, amen, from the presence of God amongst the trees. Amen. What did Cain do? He followed along. He hid, amen, his brother's body. Amen. Come on now. And so here, amen, we got the next game, which is the blame game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Lord.
Adam, Eve, the serpent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear Eve. You know.
Come on now.
Can hear Adam, the woman.
Uh-huh.
Hear the woman, the serpent. Come on.
Yeah.
More subtle than any of the field. The devil likes playing games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He likes playing games. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
If he can start playing games, he can get you sidetracked. Amen. From prayer.
All right.
For going to church,
sure.
From Bible reading,
come on.
I don't have no. Listen, I don't have a. I don't have a game on my phone.
Right.
I don't have time for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't sit down and I haven't for years. Haven't for years. Had that little flip phone, you know, and you play that little game and. Amen. With all that snake and everything. But listen, there's people that are consumed. With games.
Yeah.
They're consumed with the time. They're consumed, amen, with the hour. And I want to look at a few games tonight, amen. And the first game we're going to look at, amen, is Monopoly.
Right.
Amen. Monopoly. You see, the devil, he loves playing Monopoly. Amen. He loves playing these games. Amen. It's to have it all. It's to seize everything that everybody has. Have bigger, have better. You increase and they go down. Amen. You get all you can. Amen. It reminds me of the rich man that brought forth, amen, plenty. Amen. In Luke 20, 12 and 20, God said unto him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall these things be which thou hast provided?" Amen. Jesus did not condemn him for having possessions. Amen. But he was condemned for his attitude toward his possessions. Amen. He becomes self-centered 11 times in verses 16 through 19. He uses the word I or my. He owned everything and God owned nothing. He became covetous. Amen. He wasn't good. What he had wasn't good enough. He needed bigger barns to store his stuff. He became self-sufficient. He looked no further than himself. He believed that he provided all his needs. He believed that his wealth guaranteed him life.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a lot of people, amen, playing Monopoly.
Right.
I got a lot more games than this at home.
Come on.
Amen. You see, the rich man, he came in Matthew 19:16. Behold, one came and said, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Mm-hmm. Amen. Verse 21, Jesus said unto him, "If thou be perfect, go and sell all you have and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come and follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowfully, for he had great possessions.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Possessions.
Yeah.
Amen. So there's a lot of people, if I can get, I'll be happy.
Uh-huh.
And they've got it, and they're just as miserable.
Right.
As they possibly can be.
Yes,
miserable.
Right.
Miserable, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
Miserable. I mean absolutely miserable.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, we had no time for nothing, but we had time for games.
Uh-huh.
So does the devil.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He'll fill your mind full of things. The next thing, if people like a game, amen, they like the game of charades.
Right.
Amen. Mm. Don't be a put on.
Come on.
Don't be a make believe.
Right. Yeah.
Don't be a phony. not for real, play acting, role playing, artificial behavior, amen, act like another, amen, I'm telling you, amen, Luke 22:47, and while yet he spake, behold a multitude, amen, and he was called, amen, that was called Judas, one of the 12 went before them, and drew near, and to Jesus, to kiss him, and Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest, what?
Yes, Lord.
Thou the Son of Man with a kiss. You know he was one of the 12.
Come on.
Yeah.
But he loved playing charades.
Come on.
Dear Lord.
Amen. He gave in to the enemy. He gave in to the devil. Amen. A keeper of money. Amen. Sold our Savior for 30 pieces of silver. Now, God, I'm telling you, amen, let's be real with God. Let's be real with one another. Amen. I'm telling you, we got here gestures. Amen. Does people have to guess, amen, what we are? Do they have to guess? Amen. Is she going to be on fire for God? Is he going to be on fire for God? Is he going to be praying? Is he going to be strong? Is he going to be saved? Amen. Come on now. I want to take the guesswork out of this thing. It's similar. You pick a card, you act out what's on the card, and your team guesses what it is. The devil will have you second guessing, doubting, and trying to figure it out. Know your identity in Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
Then we come. I don't got this game, but the game trouble.
That's a big one.
My cousin would play, Brother Earl. She'd play with us, and that's where you got that dice in the middle, you know, and you push down, and you have to get a certain number to get out, have a certain number to get around, and she'd look around. If that number was laying there, she put her hand over it, and I thought she pushed down, but you had to hear a pop.
Yeah.
Amen. You had to hear a pop. And I say, Angie, you didn't hit it. We was a little kid, you know. She said, yeah, I did. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something. The devil loves playing the game of trouble.
Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah, Lord. Woo.
Yes, he does.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He'll cause you trouble. He'll cause you marital troubles. He'll cause you problems on every hand.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Good.
He's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Come on now. I'm telling you, we don't want to be ignorant of his devices. That troublemaker, that one, amen, that's out to steal, out to kill, and out to destroy, and out to wreak havoc. I'm telling you, amen, if you ain't awful careful, he'll play the game of aggravation.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's right. Lord.
Part of the game plan includes sending your opponent's marbles back to their starting points.
Yeah.
A bit like the game of Sorry. Amen. If a player's marble lands on a space occupied by an opponent, then that player has to send their marble back home and start all over again. The devil loves to keep people aggravated at each other, trying to get ahead of each other, even trying to set each other back. Are you hearing me? He loves playing aggravation. If he can aggravate you, he's going to steal your worship. If he can aggravate you, he's going to steal your praise. If he can aggravate you, he's going to take everything away. I'll tell you, that aggravating devil, we need to give him a left foot of fellowship. Submit ourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Holy God.
Yeah.
Well, pray about it. We ought to fast about it. We ought to shout about it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, man, devil wants nothing more than you to come to church aggravated.
Yeah. Right.
If it'll work once,
that's exactly right.
He'll win.
Yep.
He'll try it again.
Yep.
If it works twice, he'll work three times. Amen. Come on now. But when you put that aggravation under your feet and say, I'm coming to the house of God to worship God in spirit and in truth, he'll play another game. He'll try something else. He'll pass it on.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Holy, holy God.
We come to the gang sorry. It's a similar game to the board game aggravation. Only you use cards instead of dice. Amen. If you land on, amen, a pony, you send them back to their starting space, and you might say, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. A lot of people said sorry.
Yeah.
Repentance. What is repentance? The changing of the heart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Telling God you're sorry is one thing, but showing God you're sorry is another.
Amen.
There's two kinds of sorrow.
That's right.
Church, there's a godly sorrow.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
When you're sorry for all you've done, and the way you lived, and the way you act, then there's a worldly sorrow. When you're sorry you got caught,
yeah,
but if you have the chance, you'll do it again.
Come on,
brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We need some godly sorrow.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation,
right,
not to be repented of. But the sorrow of this world worketh death. God expects us to change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. When we become Christians, we become a new creation. Our old life, amen, must be replaced with a new way of life. A change must take place. Amen. We're to be brand new people. Amen. Which means our thinking must change. Our behavior must change. Our commitments must change. Everything must change. That don't measure up to the kind of life that God wants us to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can change.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Exactly right.
Change is possible. Through Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
In the New Testament, Jesus changed many people. Paul changed from a persecutor of the church to a lover of the church.
Right.
Peter changed from a fisherman to a fisher of men.
Yeah.
Matthew changed from a corrupt tax collector to a respected apostle.
All right.
Hey, and Zacchaeus, amen, changed from a thief to a man who gave all half of his possessions to the poor. If you want to change your life, then change is possible. Amen. There's hope for a new beginning and a new way of life. Amen. If you know you need to make some changes, then you can do it with the help of God. I'm going to tell you, if you got bitterness, if you got hatred, if you got anger, if you got an unforgiving heart, if you got sexual immorality lingering in your life, envy and jealousy, if you're constantly critical toward others, if you have any type of sin in your life, your heart needs some change, and God can do it. Regardless of how far a person's heart is from God, God can change it.
You're right.
Yeah.
You.
Yes, sir.
Too many times.
God can do it.
People want to play Let's Make a Deal.
Right.
I'll do this if you'll do that.
Yep.
When I'm old, I'll serve you.
Yeah.
Taking a chance at what's behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Swapping out what God gives you, hoping for something better. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of ifs involved.
Uh-huh.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Come on now. We as Christians, we go through some things. We go through a lot.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of phases that I've been through.
Come on.
Phase 10, I've been past phase 10. How about you, Brother Kevin? Phase 11, phase 12, phase 13, it's going to be that. That's what it's going to be, brother, until we get to the other side.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
There's going to be phases.
Yeah.
You're going to go through. But you're going to get through it.
Yeah.
There's going to be valleys. There's going to be mountains.
Yeah.
There's going to be trials. There's going to be tribulations.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But through each test of time is promotion, graduation.
Right.
Amen. Come on now. You didn't graduate just from first grade. You had to go on through. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You didn't stop at kindergarten. You didn't stop at the sixth grade. Maybe you did. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. Amen. There's past that. Amen. Thank God. We're coming out. Job said, I know that he would try me. I shall come forth as gold. I'm coming out. I'm going to come out with this thing refined. I'm telling you, I don't know what phase of life you're in, but there's different people in this building, and you're in different phases. But I want you to know God sees where you're at. God sees every step you are taking. He knows where you're at on the ladder.
Come on.
Praise God.
I'll tell you about it. The race is not to the swift.
No.
Right.
Nor the battle of the strong.
Uh-uh.
Mm.
No.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Boys, we got to come through this.
Yeah.
Yes. That endurance. Yes. Come on.
So right. True.
We got to come through this.
Yes. Thank you.
Come on. You know what I saw tonight in the spirit? I saw the devil trying to elbow some people.
Lord.
Come on.
The devil can shove.
Yeah.
The devil can push. Boys, I've been praying for you.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what God said? You can make it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
You can make it.
God sees the trial. He's not left you in the trial.
Hallelujah.
But there's a graduation coming.
Yes.
Stay faithful to God.
Yes.
Stay faithful. Abide in the calling wherein you're called. Because the devil is doing everything. Do I, you know anything, preacher? I don't know nothing.
Come on.
I don't want the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, that's it.
Oh,
well then.
Yes, sir.
It's been rough. It's been tough. But I'll tell you what, if you'll hold on, you'll make it.
Yeah.
Yes.
God's going to make workers out of you. I mean, great workers. You already are. You're great musicians. But God's got other work.
Yep. Come on.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
And the devil wants to play games. But he's done lost. Remind him, you done lost.
Thank you.
All I got to do is stay in the game.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
All I got to do is stay in the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till the finish.
Yeah.
Endure to the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Come on.
Oh, come on. We're not the victims. We're the victors.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Right.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you hearing me? I said we're the victors. We're not going down, we're going up. We're not going under, we're going over. We're not going back, we're going forward.
Come on!
Woo. Play all the games you want, devil. But I know one thing. Amen. I read the back of the book, and I'm a winner. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm coming out. I'm graduating. God's going to help me. God's with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care what kind of game you play. I'm coming out of this. Hallelujah. I'm coming out. You're a winner. Brother Earl, we are a winner, brother.
Come on.
Yes,
we're not losers.
Right.
I never have been competitive. I'm not like your pastor. Amen. I could care less if I win or not. Amen. But I'm in this thing to win. I'll tell you that. Amen. I'm in this thing to win to the end. I'm telling you, church, we got to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on the eternal life.
Glory to God.
That devil may play all kinds of games.
Yeah.
He's a chooser of the brethren.
Right.
Amen. I think you think that I think.
Yeah. Reach on.
Listen, he's playing this game one night. A married couple. You just kind of wager on what you know about the other person. Amen. Oh, amen. He thought he knew about his wife. Amen. But guess what? He missed it. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. And the same thing's happening. I think the devil's playing with your mind. Amen. Thinking everybody hates you and everybody's against you and nobody likes you and nobody wants you. Amen. But I'm telling you what. You need to give him a good shove out the door. Amen. I tell you, he's a accuser and a brother. It's important. It's important that you get the upper hand of the devil, or you're going to have an outburst.
All right.
And next thing you know, is you're going to speak out, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen. And I'll tell you what it'll turn out to be. Amen. It's nothing but a bunch of mad gab. Amen. Come on now. Amen. That woman wanted to give that preacher, amen, a part of her mind she couldn't afford to give. She met him in his office. Chewed him out, told him how low down and dirty and bad he was. Amen. Everybody thought she was a pretty good saint. Amen. She done all she had to do and saved Brother Earl. And he got that tape recorder out from underneath his desk and said, "Woo! Can't wait to show the church this one. We'll play it Sunday." Amen. She said, "Oh, preacher, don't play that, please. I'm sorry. Amen. I'm sorry I said all that. Amen. Oh, please let me have that tape." He flipped it out and gave it to her and said, "Hey, here it is. But you can't have the other copy. God's got it."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you got to watch your mouth. Come on now. Life and death, life in the power of the tongue. Amen. You got to watch what you say. You got to watch word curses. You got to watch what you speak over yourself and over others. I tell you, my words were justified, and my words were condemned. Amen. We got to guard our heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. Lord, I want to win.
Yes.
I was youth pastor for 4 years. Amen. And there's a lady there. She come in either shouting or pouting one. There's no in between with her. Amen. One night in particular, Brother Tommy, she said, "I'll tell you what happens to me. My victory goes right out my mouth."
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's where you need a zipper.
Come on!
Zip it up. If a zipper don't work, button it up.
Yeah.
And if it don't work, sew it up.
Good.
Come on.
If you know you got a problem with it, then stay on the altar till the God of peace sanctifies you holy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on, buddy.
I can't help myself. I'll tell you what you need. You need a good old-fashioned work of sanctification.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Woo.
Woo. The games the devil plays.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
You know what he's doing? He's playing Russian roulette with a lot of people.
Right.
A high degree of chance. Put a bullet in the compartment of a revolver, spin and pull the trigger, 1 in 6 chance.
Yeah.
I'll take it. People are playing Russian roulette with drugs.
Yeah.
With cigarettes.
Come on.
With meth. With cocaine.
You're right.
With booze.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Life is not a game.
You're right.
No.
Life is not a game. If you play, you lose.
Right.
Don't gamble with your life.
Amen.
James 4:14, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It's even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away." 2 Corinthians 6:2, "For he is saith, For he saith, I have heard thee in the time of scepter, in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the scepter time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Don't let the devil cheat you thinking you'll have another time, another day,
right,
a more convenient season. Yeah. If he can get your mind off the time, you'll lose track.
You're right.
If you put your salvation off, you lose heaven and you gain hell.
You're right.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Some games is time consuming.
You're right.
Some games, brother, are instant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, we have that one friend that if she wins the first game, she's going to play every time.
Yeah.
But Sister Robin, if she loses, yeah, don't look for heaven to play anymore. She does. She might play for hours. Yeah. Only she wins that first game.
Yeah.
Even if she don't win after that. That devil's after us.
Yes.
He's after us.
Same way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's after us.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Come on. He'll make you think, oh, there's some great chances.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some great odds here of you winning. Amen. Let me tell you something. He don't show you all the devastation,
right,
and the loss.
Right.
He don't show you all. Oh, this role play over your mind, this gameplay all the time,
yeah,
thinking, well, I'll play another game. I'll just let the devil roll a little bit, and then I'll get things right the next day. The next day, you're doing something else. The next day, he pulls out another game to play.
Yeah.
The devil never quits playing games.
Right.
It's always one thing after another, after another,
exactly,
after another. Oh, come on, church.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
This is just what I have.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I can see some. I said, I hope some young people come tonight. Amen. Praise God. I felt this. I'm just sharing this. Amen. Don't let the devil win.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you don't win, he won't. If you give him an inch, he'll be a ruler.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
You give him an inch and he'll take a mile.
Yes.
He'll take it. He'll take advantage of you. He'll get you as far down and as low as he possibly can and laugh at you.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what? The Bible said, he that hasteneth to be rich hath an evil lie. Amen.
Yeah.
He that's greedy of gain troubleth his own house. There's been a lot of people. Amen. They thought, oh, if I could just win this lottery, I'd be a blessing to everybody. Had somebody tell me one time, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, Brother, pray that I'll win this. Amen. I said, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You know, if you, the odds of 1 in 1,000, 1 in 100,000, 1 in 200,000. Amen. But the devil's doing the same thing with people.
Yeah.
I got to preaching on lottery one night, brother. Amen. I felt it in my Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. And I'll tell you what, I got down there the next day at the gas station, and there was that guy standing there. He'd been in church and heard me preach. Well, he got nervous. He got nervous. He's scratching. Amen. But he was embarrassed. He's really embarrassed. Amen. I didn't condemn him. Did I jump on him? No. I probably gave him that look like Jesus did.
Yeah.
Amen to Peter, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. You're going to deny me. Amen. I just looked. Told you so. Amen.
Yeah, Lord.
God will dig you up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
God will dig you up. Don't waste your money. What you gonna pay on them lottery tickets? Give it in the church. Amen. My
right.
Goodness.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe it.
Give it to the poor.
Come on.
Amen. Been a lot of people say, oh, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win. And they lost. They lost.
Yeah.
That devil deceiving men and women's minds. Thinking you can play with sin, play with the world, and get by with it. You lose.
You lose.
Right. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul?
Right.
Or what would he give in exchange? They won't come get a song tonight. We're going to give an altar call here. Amen. Lord, we love you. We thank you. God, for everything you've done, what you're going to do. Bless the service. Reminder of the altar service. Touch us, Lord. Help us.
Yes, God.
Lord, we're looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we pray. Speak to hearts. Encourage lives. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen. Will you sing that song, Brother Earl? Come on over to the winning side.
That's right.
If you've been tired of losing lives, or you're searching for something, I think your papa used to sing that, Brother Ronnie. Amen. Come on over to the winning side.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. You're a child of God, and the devil's playing games with you. You done won if you'll hold on.
Amen.
Come on, altar's open. Amen. Anybody like to pray tonight?
Some lawyers can't win, and doctors can't heal. Your banker can't win, your pockets are thin. Thank you.
Come on.